Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH, and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Just to remind everybody, Benchmark Metals is focused at the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project, located in the Golden Horseshoe of northern British Columbia. The project already has almost a 3 million ounce resource, both in inferred and indicated, right around 1.6 grams per ton gold. And while the company just continues to release drill results on a very regular basis, and these drill results, as I have been having Jim on the show about every 2 weeks, continue to show very strong mineralization. The most recent news release came out just yesterday, February 23rd, released 4 drill holes from the Cliff Creek North and Cliff Creek Mid zones. These holes extended across 750 meters of strike length, headline numbers being 118 meters of 2.23 grams per ton gold and 25 grams per ton silver. That equals a little over 2.5 grams per ton gold equivalent. Also near surface, as it's pointed out in the title. Jim, give us just again a quick overview here of these drill results, what they are now telling you about the potential of what is the largest part of the resource, this Cliff Creek deposit.
And these results are having a big impact on our near-term updated resource estimate. So these are very good numbers from surface. It's showing that the resource is growing. In the Cliff Creek North area, we've pulled mineralization that is drill indicated down to over 550 vertical meters depth. And at the same time, on the south end of Cliff Creek, recent drilling is pulling the pit shell down to well over 400 meters, perhaps as deep as 450 meters. So it's growing at depth, it's growing at south end on strike, but a lot of this drilling is infill. So, you know, when I talk about infill, it's filling in the gaps where we needed more information and more statistics to show mineralization was indeed in these gaps. And this infill drilling is above the current grade. So all very positive outcomes here with this drill release.
Well, Jim, I think that's pretty significant that you've drilled down at depth below the current pit shell and could push the pit shell down to a larger depth while keeping the grades in sync or even sometimes higher than what you're seeing across the rest of the deposit. So how will that affect the upcoming resource estimate that you're working on?
Well, as Corey mentioned earlier, we're sitting at approximately 3 million ounces gold and silver at about 1.6 grams. I think the grade will likely stay the same. Perhaps there's a chance where it might improve a little bit. But most certainly, you're going to see a big gap north of 3 million ounces on the upcoming resource. We've actually started work on the AGB deposit. It's now sitting with our third-party engineering group, P&E Engineering, and they've already started the new modeling in this one deposit area. And we're waiting for the rest of the drill results at Cliff Creek and Dukes to start the engineering and modeling. So a lot is in progress, and we're not far away from a global, much larger resource estimate.
So Jim, give us a little bit more insights on how these results and even broadly how more the recent results over the last couple months relate to what is already known in the resource. Because as I mentioned, that resource of just short of 3 million ounces comes in averages right around 1.6 grams per ton. Now these results, they're over 2 grams per ton, 2.5 in the gold equivalent aspect. What does that translate into when it comes to the resource?
So the important part here is that the higher grade material that we're seeing in some of these drilling is near or at surface because it's the shallow grade or the shallow gold and silver ounces that are higher grade that have the biggest impact on the economic studies. So the more ounces that we can see that are above our typical grade, it will bump up the economics and show that this is a robust project. So that mid-zone drilling and certainly this this number that is 118 meters of 2.5 gold equivalent. That will have an impact on the economics, most certainly. And that's the reward we're getting, because we changed our drilling around late last season to focus on everything that was near surface. And it is paying dividends now in the last month. And you can see our stock has moved up 20% in a four-week period. And given there's two big milestone events to come over the coming 4 months, an updated resource and a preliminary economic assessment, those milestones will increase the value.
Yeah, Jim, it's really nice to see those large intercepts like that 118 meters of over 2 grams per ton, because it shows the continuity of the deposit as well. You had mentioned that you are, you know, starting to progress the AGB zone, but in this press release, you also mentioned some of the new areas of interest, like the Marmot zone, the Duke's Ridge area. I know you've got that connector zone. Would you like to speak to some of that other potential upside? And I know that some of that may not be in this particular resource estimate, but how are things developing at those other new zones?
Yeah, so they, in particular, Duke's Ridge was a smaller deposit area. The drilling that's been completed to date, but also currently, there's two drill rigs at site. Duke's Ridge will expand. It is growing. The connector zone, which is an area that now joins Duke's Ridge to Cliff Creek, it's an area where there's shallow mineralization right at surface. That's a beautiful zone to drill because it is early years feed for the mill and economics. And certainly Cliff Creek South area is expanding as well. All of the areas are actually expanding. And, you know, ultimately, we have not hit the bounds where we're ending mineralization. It remains open. And as you mentioned, Chad, the Marmot zone is one of our new targets. We have placed a fair amount of drill holes in this. We're still getting an understanding of the geology and the structures that are supporting the gold and silver mineralization. But I suspect with more drilling this year in 2022, perhaps we can move towards some ounces at Marmot and some of the neighboring new targets.
So Jim, when it comes to news flow for this year, sounds like you guys have a couple key catalysts like the resource estimate and the PEA, but drilling, is it just going to, for the most part, continue? Or in that sense, are we just going to keep seeing drill results almost week after week?
I think results will continue throughout the entire year. This is the first time since inception when we started here at Benchmark where we've been able to drill the entire season. So two drill rigs began here in mid-January. We will continue drilling right through near the end of March. There will be a short break. And then come late spring, we will be back at the project drilling again. So I don't think that you'll see a period throughout the entire 2022 year where you won't see drill results. And certainly the bigger events like the updated resource and the PEA are going to bring some big value for shareholders.
Now, last time I had you on, which was just a couple weeks ago, we talked about some of the other major catalysts, like a potential takeover or the company being a takeover candidate because of the growth of the resource and the environment in the Golden Horseshoe. What have you heard from some of your large investors or any institutions in terms of their view of Benchmark and the growth that you undoubtedly are going to see in the resource? Do you think that's going to force anyone's hand?
I think a resource that is updated by a substantial number and still shows that it's open for more drilling and more growth will create a catalyst for some of the corporate entities that are out there reviewing the project. There's no question that this company and this project now has world-class potential. And we're, you know, if you were to look at some comparisons, you know, we're still a $220 million market cap and a company that has north of 3 million ounces, $40 million in the treasury, and is de-risking the project on a daily basis. This is undervalued. So this is a catalyst for suitors to come in and take advantage of a value-priced company.
Yeah, Jim, it's nice to see that, you know, there are some good strategic shareholders that you have and even a good stakeholder in Yamana. But I have a feeling that when you put out this resource estimate and economic study, there may be a few more eyeballs following the company. And there have been a few more analysts following the company lately. So it's good to see the traction the company is getting. Just remind everybody, though, as you continue to drill and have continuous news flow, what is the budget for 2022 that's remaining and what kind of cash does the company have in the treasury?
So we're sitting at approximately 40 million Canadian in the treasury. Our budget for 2022 is $30 million. And that has several components to it. We will be expanding the resource more with new drilling in 2022, but there will be a significant amount of technical and engineering work that will go towards a feasibility study. So not only do we have an updated resource and a PEA, but all work that's ongoing right now is to support a feasibility study, which is another milestone event. The feasibility study is a go-to-mine decision. And so we're only perhaps anywhere from 10 to 12 months away from hitting the feasibility results.
Okay. Well, Jim, a lot on tap for the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on with Benchmark, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. In full disclosure, Shad and myself are shareholders of Benchmark Metals, so we'll be following up for personal reasons on the back of news anyway. Jim, thank you as always for your time. Sounds like we'll be chatting again soon, but keep up the good work and please keep us updated.
Good. Thanks, Corey and Shad.